Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Our message today comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Very, very familiar scripture. We've heard it a million times. The Lord has led me to this scripture today, and I want to break it down according to His will. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 reads, according to the King James Version, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and always acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." I just want to preach today regarding Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. God laid it upon my heart. We want to talk about each and every portion of these two scriptures.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with the word. It starts with trust in the Lord. So we're going to start with the word trust. Now, trust is a verb. It means to have confidence or be confident in, to be secure in, to feel safe, to be careless. Trust. Now, I can stop right there because the hardest thing for a human being to do is to trust.
It is.
And we've all learned to trust someone, whether it be in love or jobs or whatever our life situation was. We learned to trust someone because it is not human nature to trust anybody.
That's right.
So, God starts off Proverbs 3, 5 with the word trust. So I bring to you, trusting God is not going to be an easy task for anybody because it is not human nature to trust. We trust finally. Somebody finally gains our trust. And just as easily as they gain it, they lose it.
That's true.
And when they lose trust, we tend not to want to trust them anymore.
That's right.
But trusting is about someone's track record and how they have been with you and how your relationship with them has been. And when you trust somebody and they've built that confidence over some time, you finally begin to trust them.
Yeah.
But they've had to show some kind of consistency.
That's right.
For you to be able to trust them.
That's right.
Otherwise, you won't trust them. And then when that consistency ends, the trust ends with it. I can give you 1,000 examples of where someone has lost trust in someone else and have never trusted them again.
That's true.
Now, that's what trust is. Now, before I go into all the details about trusting God, we got to know what the word trust means.
Okay.
You can't trust anybody if you don't know what it means. So the scripture, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart." With all. Let's talk about with all. To trust with all means to trust every and anything totally. Everything totally with all that you have. Putting all that you have in it into trusting. Now, he said, with all your heart. And he says, heart says, means with your mind, your understanding, your knowledge, your thinking, your reflection, your memory. All these things encompass that word heart. So when you say trust in the Lord with all your heart, it is saying to, with everything that you have, and lean. Leaning is a word not as strong as the word trust. But when you lean on something, you trust in them, but not as strongly as you do when you really trust somebody. You just kind of lean on them, right, for support. And the scripture says in verse 6, "And lean not on thy own understanding," verse 5. Lean not on your own understanding. Your understanding is what you think things are. Your own carnal mind, where you discern things, the way you personalized things.
Right.
That's your understanding.
Right.
That don't mean that it's the right understanding. It just means it's yours.
Okay.
And the next scripture in verse 6 says, in all ways, acknowledge him. In other words, and we've spoken about this before, acknowledging somebody is admitting that this person is somebody that you can trust,
right,
that you can learn from, that you can grow from. So to acknowledge God is your way of saying, you know what, God, I believe you. I really, really believe what you're telling me to do, or what you're telling me in general. You're admitting it. You're even humbling yourself. Acknowledging God is a humbling thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
You don't acknowledge, it's not human nature to acknowledge anybody but yourself.
That's true.
Let's put it out there that way, because a lot of times we like to puff ourselves up.
Yes.
And that's not quite what this is all about. Mm-mm. But to acknowledge God is to humble yourself and say, you know what, Lord, this ain't about me. This is about you. I really acknowledge you as being God, that you're capable of being trusted, the whole nine yards. This scripture about trusting the Lord in all thy heart, lean on thine own understanding, acknowledge him in all his ways, and he shall direct your path. It is very important. It wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't. Now, keep in mind that the person that wrote this, Solomon, was one of the smartest people, had more wisdom than anybody on earth. God gave him that wisdom. He wrote this and said, you know what? When you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you don't lean on your own understanding, you got to acknowledge him. That's the next, very next thing you got to do. You got to acknowledge that he is God, that he is wise, that he knows the answers to everything, and that you don't. That's humbling. But that's, if you're going to do it, that's how you got to do it. Otherwise, what's the point? And he said, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, in all his ways, he will. It didn't say he might. He said he will definitely make your path straight. He will guide you. He will make, to be right, is to he will make your way straight. He will make it. He will make sure that there's no bumps in the road. He'll make sure that you're going in the right direction. He'll make sure that everything that you're doing is according to his will, that you're not going to lead yourself into sin or lead yourself into something that you should not be into. He said he will make your path straight. Or as the scripture put it in another way, they just said he will direct your path. And your path is your road, your way of doing things, your walk with God, your daily routine. All that is your path. Okay? Now, your way of living is your path too. And if you're not living according to the scripture, then your path has gone off in a different direction. So that's why he said, I will direct your path. Because your path without him is not God's path. And it's not going, as much as you think you're going in the right direction or doing the right thing, you're not. Okay? The scripture is very, very clear when it says, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways and everything that you do, you got to acknowledge him. You got to humble yourself. And he will, he shall direct your way of life. Now, how do you trust in the Lord? Well, we just mentioned the fact that you cannot trust in God on your own, because it's not human nature to trust in anybody. And I mentioned before that your trust is built on somebody, you having a relationship, listen to me now, having a relationship with somebody who is proven over a period of time that they are dependable, that you can always count on them, they're always available, and you don't have any issues with them, okay? That's what trusting someone is. Now, to trust God, let's look at God's track record, okay? Is he reliable?
Yes.
Is he dependable?
Yes.
Is he always there for you?
Always.
Does he love you?
He does.
Can you trust him?
I can.
Well, how can't? Why don't we trust him then? Okay. That brings us to another thing. I mentioned in order to have trust somebody, you got to have a relationship with them. Okay? How can you trust a God you don't know or have a relationship with? You got to have a relationship with God in order to trust him. And here's another thing. If you, only way you can trust God with a relationship, you got to pray. How many times have anybody prayed and said, Lord, please help me to trust you? That's the prayer. It doesn't have to be no long, worn out, art thou prayer. Simple as that. Lord, help me to trust you. Simple as that. It's so simple, we miss it. That's all we got to do is say, okay, Lord, teach me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Now, I ask you a question. If you ask God that, do you believe that he'll help you to trust you? Of course he will. But you got to ask. You have not because you asked not. You can't have a relationship with God if you don't even trust him in the first place. So you got to ask God, Father, help me to trust you. Help me to trust you with all of my heart. Help me, Father, to not doubt you in any way, shape, or form. Just totally believe in you. The trust that you have my best interest at heart. And that's stop right there. How many people have you trusted in life that had your best interest at heart? Well, that answered the question. Crickets! In order, praise the Lord, in order for you to trust somebody, you really feel that that person has your best interest at heart. God has your best interest at heart. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether believing or not, God is the only person that always has your best interest at heart. There's no question about, I love you, Tia. I love my wife. I try to have your best interest at heart, everything I do, but I'm human. I'm not perfect, and I'm not God. So I fall short somewhere that I'm unaware of, but I'm falling short, okay? I'm just keeping it real. God don't have any limitations when it comes to having your best interest at heart. He proved that in John 3:16. Why would you give your only begotten son so that for salvation for everybody if you didn't have their best interest at heart? It's pure and simple. For those who don't know John 3:16, for the God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God proved then that he has mankind's best interest at heart, giving his only son for our salvation. So, if trusting is about believing in somebody who has your best interest at heart, then God should be the first person and the only person that we trust wholeheartedly. His track record is immaculate. There's no blemishes. You ain't got to worry about him backstabbing you. Okay? You ain't got to worry about him cheating on you. I'm just preaching, y'all. Okay? You ain't got to worry about him trying to discredit you or take your money or anything. If God say he going to be there, he going to be there. Because God's there 24-7. How many friends have you trusted that you say, I need you to be there such and such, and they wasn't there? Amen. Well, God is not like that. God is not human. So God and his relationship and his love for us is without measure. So if God loves us that way, so much so that he gave his only son, he must have our best interest at heart. That being said, trusting God, praying to God, saying, you know what, Lord, help me to trust you because you have my best interest at heart all the time. Okay? And if that's the case, why can't you trust him with all of your heart, all that you are thinking you are. Well, if indeed you have a God that has your best interest at heart 24/7, who only wants the best for you, who wants you to prosper, look it up, why aren't we trusting him? Because we're human. And there's not a person in this planet right now that has not fallen short in that. Pulpit to the pew. Everybody's guilty of not trusting God wholeheartedly. And if you trust God with all your heart and don't try and figure things out or lean on your own understanding, your understanding means nothing to God because your understanding has limitations. You can only understand what you know, but you don't know everything. God knows not only what has happened and what is happening now, oh hallelujah, but he also knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Now that's understanding beyond anything you and I could talk about, because our understanding is only limited to what we've learned over the years, assuming we've learned anything. So we are leaning on something that's so temporal, our own understanding, that's so temporal, that's so limited, that only has so much room, that we can't possibly do well leaning on our own understanding because we don't know enough to lean on our own understanding. There's a vast many things in life that I do not have a clue about. That God, like, oh yeah, okay. He knows. So if I'm going to understand this scripture correctly, and if I trust in the Lord, really know that he has my best interest at heart, and I trust him with all of my being, with all, everything I got, and I don't lean on my own understanding because my understanding is real limited, and God knows everything from the beginning to the very wherever to infinity. If I do that, then I should be okay, because this is what the scripture is saying. Because in verse 6, it says, in all things, we need to acknowledge the fact of all the things I just talked about, that God has your best interest at heart, gave his son for you. You're supposed to love him and trust him with all your heart. Give everything you got into believing that, okay, God, you got my back. And then not trying to figure things out yourself because you only know but so much and God knows everything. And if you acknowledge that, you've humbled yourself, because let's face it, if you say, God, you know what? I don't know everything, and I don't want to lean on what I do know because it's limited. That's humbling. Nobody wants to admit they're not a know-it-all. Nobody wants to tell anybody else they're a know-it-all, because that's an ego thing too. But that's most human beings believe that they know what they know. Okay? But if we don't know everything, then we're limited. So God is saying, if you really humble yourself and say, you know what, God, I ain't got all the answers. I don't understand everything. But if I trust you, who has my best interest at heart, and don't try and figure things out with my own understanding, acknowledge that, you know what, God, you are God and you know everything. He said, God said, that I will direct your path. I will make your life a lot easier. Make your life a lot simpler. Some of the things that we go through, hallelujah, we don't have to go through if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean on, not on our own understanding. And we just say, Lord, you take over. I don't know what I'm doing. Amen. Then God would say, okay, thank you for humbling yourself, admitting that you're human, and allowing me to do what I wanted to do in the first place, which is to take care of you, to bless you abundantly. We are missing our blessings just on this Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, guys and ladies. If we would just listen to this scripture and live by it, if we really would allow God to direct our path, to lead us down the right road, to help us with our decisions, because God knows everything. We would not make the mistakes we're making now. We would not be in debt. We would not be in sin. We would be living a much fulfilled life, a prosperous one. Because God is not a God that makes mistakes. God is not a God that doesn't know the answer. God is not a God that does not have our best interests at heart. We got a mighty God that's capable of anything and everything. And if we truly listen to the scripture and truly act on it, then we're giving God permission to be God in our lives. Now, like I said before, we got to pray to God and say, God, teach me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Because you cannot do this on your own. You've tried and you failed. Everybody has tried and failed. I don't care who they are. They have tried and failed. Unless you go to God and say, God, help me to trust you, you can't do it on your own. God will not only help you to trust him, he'll direct your path. I'm telling you today, saints, the only reason why our lives are the way they are now is because of Proverbs 3, 5, 6. If we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding and acknowledge him, he will definitely direct our path. And we will not be going through the crap we're going through now. I'm just telling you, that's what God told me last night. And that's the truth. That is the gospel truth. So, saints, if we don't pray for nothing else this week, we need to ask God to help us to trust him. God will take it from there. We got to trust him enough to ask him to pray for it. So I'm going to make it simple. Right now, I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask the good Lord, hallelujah, to help us to trust him so that he can direct our path. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for your word and your instruction, your correction, and your love. Because this is a message of love here, Lord. You're asking us to trust you, hallelujah, with all our hearts, Lord. Something we're not used to doing, Lord, hallelujah. We are asking you, Lord, to help us. Help us, Lord, to trust you this day. Help us, Lord, to say, Lord, I can't do this. I need you, Lord. Help me to trust you, Lord, with all my heart, Lord. And help me not to lean on my limited understanding of life, Lord. Not when you have all the answers, hallelujah. Father, we acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as the one who gave his only begotten son for our salvation. We acknowledge you, Father, hallelujah, that you are God indeed and that you have no limitations, Father. All the limitations we have, you don't have, Lord. So we acknowledge you, Lord, hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord, to direct our path, Lord. Help us, Lord, in our walk, our daily walk, Lord. Help us, Almighty Father. We need you, Lord, more than ever during this pandemic. We need you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. And I pray that everybody hearing this message will hear your words just as we're hearing it now, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, oh Lord, to trust you, we ask. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's someone, Lord, somewhere, hallelujah, that don't understand you, Lord. Don't know the sacrifice that you made. They haven't accepted you, accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Father. I pray, Lord, that this message, Lord, will get to them, Lord, and they will accept you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior. They'll be saved, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for all things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.